242-1340 with us right now. Soon to be a member of the University of Colorado men's basketball team. RMAC Player of the Year, Trevor Baskin joins us. Trevor, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes.
Thank you for having me.
It's a bittersweet conversation for me because we've loved seeing you play here in Grand Junction with Colorado Mesa. You've had an incredible career here, but the chance to go play D1 basketball for Tad Boy, University of Colorado, you've got to be thrilled for you for that opportunity. We've had Coach Boyle with us on the program before. Really respect what Tad Boyle has done at Colorado, taking them, of course, to another NCAA tournament appearance. But it came down to Colorado State, Colorado. What ultimately sold you on the Buffs over the Rams when you made your decision?
And it was a really difficult decision. I want to get that out there because both coaching staffs have tremendous success and tremendous plans, and they had great vision for me as a player. But ultimately, I think the competitive drive in me has always wanted to play at the highest level, and when Colorado's moving to the Big 12, playing the Maui Invitational, their facilities are out of this world. I mean, stuff I couldn't even imagine. It was all too hard, and the coaches have a really good plan for me. Their offense fit a little bit better into my play style as well, so that was also a contributing factor. But it was a very difficult decision. But there's being able to compete at the highest level in an offense where it could help complement my game, and hopefully we can win a lot of games.
What was the conversation like with you and Tad Boyle about coming to Colorado? Can you pull back the curtain a little bit on that conversation you had with Coach Boyle?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've on my visits, he talked about how he loves me being able to play multiple positions, and how he saw me fit into the offense, where there's a player who's similar and a similar type player, and Tristan Da Silva, who was there last year, who's going into the draft, and how he sees similar qualities in my game compared to his, and how he thinks that being put into this offense, that the team can have tremendous success.
We're talking with Trevor Baskin, who is transferring from Colorado Mesa, has 1 year of eligibility left in the transfer portal, and he'll be playing for the University of Colorado coming up this next basketball season. So with Mike DeGeorge leaving, for you, Trevor, you'd already kind of made that decision prior to Coach DeGeorge's decision. Is that true? Kind of take us through the timeline of when you decided, hey, I still want to play D1. I've got 1 year left, and I've enjoyed my time here in Grand Junction, but I need to take advantage of that opportunity with the time I have left. What was that in terms of when you made that decision to go to the portal?
So I kind of made that decision at the end of last year when we had meetings with coaches. I said I want to play here for 4 years, and I want to graduate from Colorado Mesa, but I think after I graduate, I might enter the portal. And I wasn't like set on like, oh, I hate Mesa, I got to get out of here. I mean, I love this place. It's my home, and it'll always be my home. But if for me, in order for me to do the things I want to accomplish in my life, I needed to take that next step and help prepare myself for potentially the NBA or wherever it is. And I think going up that step, and coach respected it. And I just want to let him know before so that he could have time to recruit incoming players and be able to recruit, so he wasn't blindsided by the fact that sort of. That I would enter the portal after the next year. So I didn't want him assuming anything. I wanted to be very transparent, very candid with him.
And, of course, you make the move at the time. Colorado makes the move back to the Big 12. And really, and I think a lot of people's opinion, Trevor, the best Division I college basketball conference in the country. I mean, so you're going into, while the RMAC's always been tough, you're going into probably college basketball's murderer's row, if you will, of some incredible programs. Kansas, Baylor over the years, teams and programs that have either won national championships or gone very deep into the NCAA basketball tournament. You definitely go into some extremely tough competition going with the Buffaloes into the Big 12.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, there's Kansas, Houston, Iowa State, Arizona now, Baylor. I mean, there's all these phenomenal teams, and even – I mean, you can name any team, and every single game is going to be a dogfight. And as a competitor, that makes me really, really excited. Honestly, I mean, obviously, I'm going to have to gain strength and be ready for the physicality of the Big 12. But to get where I want to go to, I am going to have to play these teams at one point. So I might as well play some of the biggest and the baddest teams in the country, and I can't wait to do it. I've dreamed about playing potentially Kansas and Iowa State and all these phenomenal teams. So it's honestly a dream come true. It's really exciting.
Trevor Baskin with us today on the Team Sports Network. And when you look at the last RMAC scholarship player to go to Colorado, Derek White, who's now playing with the Boston Celtics, that worked out pretty well for him. I know that you probably you're hoping that the trajectory works out even as good for you, the way things worked out for Derek White.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, I mean that was also part of CU's sales pitch, is that look, we've taken a guy from the RMAC and took him to the NBA. Why not you? And I talked to Derek, and he's the nicest guy, and he had nothing but great things to say about CU. And there's not a lot of people that can put themselves in my shoes necessarily for this situation, but he is one of them that understands what it's like to make that jump from RMAC school to Colorado. So that was a very valuable person to talk to, and I was really appreciative of that.
I imagine with you talking to Derek White, you probably talked with Joel Scott because you were still also considering you're going to maybe Colorado State and playing for Nico Medved. I imagine you probably had a conversation with Joel as well.
Definitely. I mean, Colorado State also had a history of taking Division II players and having tremendous success with them as well. So it was honestly a win-win situation for me wherever I ended up going. And I talked to Joel a lot as well. Saw him up on my visit when I was up there and talked to him. And I mean, he's a great guy. So I was really happy to just be able to get to know him a little bit better and figure and help him help me through this time and figure out what's best for me.
Trevor Baskin joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. How big of a role did your dad John play in you seeking out his advice on making this decision?
Not a crazy amount. I mean, he was very supportive no matter where I ended up going, and he understood that both schools were very good options, and how he was just happy that the two schools I was considering the most were in the state of Colorado, so he didn't have to go that far to watch me play. So he was mostly worried about that, but other than that, he was just a neutral party giving me some advice and helping me out through the decisions I'm having had struggles with.
We're talking to Trevor Baskin, former Colorado Mesa Maverick, of course, RMAC Player of the Year, and had a sensational season, and of course, racked up a lot of accolades as well. With some of the academic awards as well, Trevor. So certainly, how big is that mantle that you have? Because you picked up a lot of hardware this season, my friend.
I don't have a mantle set up yet, but. I'm tremendously honored. The academic first team All-American was definitely probably the happiest individual accomplishment I could say. I mean, it's a testament to my parents helping me take academics just as seriously as I take athletics, and that one was I was really excited and happy about.
Yeah, probably in a cardboard box right now since you're going to be moving over to Boulder here in the near future. So just got stuff kind of packed away right now. So let's go back to your time at CMU where you went from coming off the bench, as a freshman, young guy, averaging like 4 points per game. And then, of course, this last season, incredible season, 18 points per game. Just a sensational season, RMAC Player of the Year. Give me a couple of what's going to be your favorite memories of playing for Colorado Mesa.
I mean that's a laundry list of things. There's, I mean, anything related, honestly, outside of basketball with my teammates is stuff that I'll never forget. I mean, our trips to Europe and stuff like that. But specifically on the court, and there's a couple games that I can think of specifically. The Whiteout games, the Blizzards and Bronsons were always a blast. With how competitive and how loud the games were. And then the win over Fort Lewis at West Texas was a pretty sweet win. And the win over my sophomore year over Lubbock Christian, the upset when we beat the host, was also probably a couple of my favorite wins for sure.
Well, Trevor, we appreciate the time. Once again, it's bittersweet because we're going to miss having you here at CMU, but wishing nothing but the best, your chance to fill the dream of playing Division I basketball at the University of Colorado. We always appreciate the time. Thanks for all the times you've come on, and hopefully down the road maybe we can track you down again during the season and get you on for a few minutes talking about how things are going with the Buffs. We always appreciate it.
Definitely. No, I appreciate these calls. I've always enjoyed them, and definitely, I'd love to keep in touch and not have this be the last time I end up being on the Jim Davis Show.
Well, Trevor, I appreciate it. Tell your dad, John, hi, and thank you so much, and good luck with Coach Boy and the Buffaloes.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Take care. Trevor Baskin, now member of the University of Colorado Buffaloes men's basketball team, and